know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Okay, so hot gossip today is that Tyler Perry defended his storytelling choices on a recent podcast. He was criticizing the critics who limit which stories they think he should be telling. So listen to what he says. Wait, where'd he go?
So you've got this highbrow Negro who is all up in the air with his nose up looking at everything. And then you got people like where I come from and me who are grinders, who really know what it's like, whose mothers and were caregivers for white kids and were maids and housekeepers and all of these beauticians. That don't discount these people and say that their story don't matter. Who are you to be able to say which black story is important or should be told? Get out of here with that bullshit.
Okay. He emphasized staying true to his voice and mentions he feels divinely guided to tell these stories. Listen, I love Madea, and I know that some people don't like Madea, but I love Madea and the irreverent way that he tells stories through her perspective. So whatever. Matt Damon's acting advice: don't gain weight for a role when you're over 40 years old. Listen, how about just not gaining weight over 40 at all, ever? By the way, y'all, Sting announced new dates for his Sting 3.0 tour. He'll be here in St. Louis at Busch Stadium on September the 27th. You are not going to believe who's coming with him. Billy Joel. Yes! Oh my gosh. I don't even want to think about how much those tickets are going to be. Stevie Nicks postponed two UK shows due to a hospital stay. And after rescheduling, she explained to her audience that she had a sudden infection.
And I finally actually just looked at my assistant. It was like 2 in the morning. I said, I think we need to go to emergency. And she looked at me and I said, I'm not kidding. I think we need to go to the hospital.
Oh, that sounds so scary. Despite the setback, Nix concluded her tour with a performance in Glasgow on July 24th. Lisa Kudrow says the cast of Friends was laughing when they were filming the opening credits in the fountain, but they were miserable and they were laughing because Matthew Perry was being sarcastic. That reminds me of a Taylor Swift song. Cindy Crawford says Austin Butler still has an Elvis Presley accent, even though the movie was released over 2 years ago. In case you didn't know, he's dating her daughter, Kaya Gerber. Oh my gosh. My comment about the Friends fountain and the miserable Taylor Swift song just reminded me. I saw a video of her at a concert in Germany. I don't know, yesterday, last night, maybe. Anyway, Flava Flav was there. And when she spotted him, she looked at him, she waved, and then she mouthed, Flava Flav. He was pretty excited about it. Speaking of being excited, Khloe Kardashian learned that despite her past unhealthy eating habits, her biological age is 28. She's actually 40. But listen to what was happening when she found out.
You are a world champion.
No.
You're a child.
Yeah, I'm losing my hearing, too. You're probably losing your mind with that Kardashian alert that I didn't announce very well, did I? You're welcome. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. Seriously, I love you. That's why I do these things for you.